Over 200,000 of the homeless people in the United States of America are women and girls. The most needed and understocked item in homeless shelters, feminine hygiene products. Joy Road Media is proud to tell you about the Clean Love Project. The Clean Love Project's mission is to help women and young girls feel clean, loved, and empowered by distributing Clean Love kits to alleviate their hygiene needs. Go to thecleanloveproject.org to find out how you can help. The Clean Love Project focuses on the Metro Detroit area, but it also distributes kits worldwide. If you are a female in need of a Clean Love kit, go to thecleanloveproject.org and request one today. Joy Road Media is a proud supporter of the Clean Love Project at thecleanloveproject.org.
My new thing is somebody calls me and I say, hold on, let me call you back on my other phone. And I just don't call them back.
I didn't have your number in that phone.
I know.
I didn't have your number in that phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I got you added. I'm just going to have about a line of like 650 different voice different mails.
I'm just going to start carrying like 6 burner phones on me. Just get like six of the cheapest like pay by the minute phones find.
You can track those now, right?
Probably.
Look, those aren't a good move anymore. I just watched Finish the Wire not that long ago.
Well, you could probably track them, like if you still have them on you, and like you know what I mean.
Burners,
but like that's what. They could track them back then. That's why on the wire, remember, you could just find a burner on the street.
Sure,
like that. But you use it, and you throw it away.
You don't have to give a name to get one or nothing.
I mean, not really.
Probably not.
No, you just
pay cash.
Yeah, you just pay cash. You just go to
CVS.
There's
certain gas stations you could get a fucking.
You just go to CVS.
Drone.
You go to CVS. You go to where the fucking disposable cameras are, and you get yourself a disposable phone
and a camera.
Yeah,
for what you're gonna do.
Well, because the phone doesn't have a camera on it, so you gotta buy the camera and the phone.
Yeah.
It's a better option, honestly, economically.
Mm-hmm. If you're thinking about it, because you're gonna kill how many birds is that with one stone?
It's like five
plus
birds with one stone.
5-6 birds?
Yeah, because you got the telephone, you got the texting.
Is it one? Was it one throw this saying came from? Did it ricochet off one bird?
Yeah.
And hit the other bird?
It exploded the one bird's head,
right?
And then still had enough momentum to go and knock the other one out.
That's a dumb saying if you think about it.
Well, yeah. No, mine, I threw it, and I threw it perfect to where it would hit one side of the bird's head, and that bird's head would hit the other bird's head.
Like pool.
It was a lot like pool.
A lot like pool.
But funny, I didn't do it with a stone. I did it with a nickel.
See, mine is more like when you skip a stone across the water.
Mm-hmm.
It goes, and both of them are done.
Damn. I mean, at that point, you could kill... What, max of 6?
Plus.
6 birds
with one. With his arm, dude?
With the right stone?
You seen him throw?
No, I haven't.
Fucking cannon, dude.
With the right stone?
You know what the world record is for the most skips?
I think I've seen
it. I have a feeling you do, yeah.
I don't know. I made it up.
I think it's like 40.
That would be wild.
Dude, I'm telling you, that is worth a fucking
Google. That guy needs Tommy John surgery.
Yeah, I know, for real.
That's why he can do 40, because he already had Tommy John's, dude. His dad knew when he was young. He got it when he was in 6th grade. They gave him Tommy John's in 6th grade because he was like, this kid's going to be a world-class skipper. I can tell already because his dad comes from a long line of skippers.
He's like,
and I ain't talking about ship captains, baby.
That's,
I'm talking about the flat stoners.
That should be the sequel to that one movie, Rookie of the Year. Remember that?
Yeah, dude. Well, it was Finkelstein or something.
I don't remember. The fucking kid that just had the cannon. Remember? Yeah, he broke his shoulder or some shit.
They put his arm up like this.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was a weird break.
That's the sequel. He just becomes a stone skipper.
Exactly, dude.
It sounded like a catapult when it would release. What happened in that movie? The kid fell on his arm?
He fell or something.
And
he broke his shoulder.
Jordan's shoes
and his arm.
A dog saved the day.
He found a basketball player's shoes and it made him good at baseball.
And then he went. Then he was an outfielder, Wrigley, and he got a home run ball hit by the other team, so he had to throw it back. And they're like, "Throw it back!" When he throws it back, he throws it all the way to the fucking catcher. And they're
just
like, "Hey,
straight laser,
we
got to
sign up that skinny little fuck." And they sign him up. Boop, opening day starter.
Yeah,
he's opening the most likable little kid.
The most likable little kid.
You know what's kind of fucked up? They didn't make him play college ball first.
Nope. I would have made him play college ball in a heartbeat.
I mean, I'm sure there's like age restrictions in the MLB.
Child labor laws do not matter. Not in the 90s, dude.
Yeah. 90s were wild, wild west.
They had me in the farm. You know what I'm saying? They had me out on the farm when I was in the 90s,
did
dude.
They?
Yeah.
What were you playing?
The literal farm.
I'm not a literal farm, man.
We're going to send you the farm team. You got there like, all right, there's goats and shit, but where's the baseballs?
Where are all the balls at?
Yeah.
They're right underneath the mower. Just keep pushing the mower.
Did you play baseball, Alex?
Yeah.
Starting center fielder of Hamtramck High.
Do you remember how good that felt to get a hit like that? That
no, because I was terrible at hitting. I had one really good hit,
mm-hmm.
and I know I only had one really good hit because it's the only one I remember.
Yeah, every night.
It was on JV, and it was against Harper Woods. They just put it right over the plate, and I just fucking. It was beautiful. It was just like it wasn't a home run. Obviously, it was a line shot. But it was just like hard.
Oh, yeah.
It went high right into the gap. I got a double.
Hard in the gap, baby.
Yep. Yep. Actually, I had two. Feeling. I had two good hits. I had two good hits. I just jogged that
memory.
I
can't wait to hear about how you went fucking 17 for 33 your senior year.
No.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, more like 17 for maybe 89 or something like that.
there's no way you got 89 at bats your senior year.
They would have pulled you.
No, we sucked, so they wouldn't have.
No, there's only 9 guys who want to play baseball.
100%.
You guys had one pitcher?
We had a couple pitchers, but like
all played positions too.
They had the better ones played positions. The other ones only pitched. Right. But like, I mean, we maybe had like 4 people on our bench.
Yeah.
And fielding wise, they were not as good as me. Yeah. So like, they had to take the good with the bad.
Right.
But like, I had one other good hit. It was also on JV. It was on a short field. And I hit it to left field and hit the top of the fence. Like, another inch would have been a home run.
Oh, boy.
It was a short-ass field, though.
Windy like, day.
On any other field, it would have
just been
a short
field and a windy day.
Yeah, yeah. Like, any other field, it would have just been, like, a single.
Yeah. A bloop single. Yeah. Did you play baseball?
Yeah, dude.
In high school?
I just think of it. That's the closest thing to, like, when you're starting a new joke and it's working. Is like that little millisecond after you get that, you know it's a hit.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
know, that just thing, you get a vibration through your body almost.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, oh, yeah, this is a pretty fun game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just terrible at hitting. I was good in the field. Like, yeah. I could field the ball. I could not hit the ball. If you threw me fastballs, I could hit it.
Right.
But as soon as
anything
you start
curve,
change, like any of that shit.
Dude.
Done.
I was a pitcher.
Slider,
and my curveball
done.
Was basically a sinker, and it was basically just gravity. I threw it so slow. I swear, to this
dude,
day,
you
I
struck
don't
me
know
out.
If it actually curved.
You would have struck me out, because that would have fucked me up.
Yeah,
that would have fucked me, because it would have came, if it, especially if it came at me and curved away.
Oh, God.
Done.
I think, I don't even know if it did that, but people seem to think it did. It was, so I would put my finger up.
Yeah.
Saw Kenny Rogers, not Kenny Rogers. Maybe, I think it's the same name.
Kenny Rogers.
Yeah. Not to be confused, is the Will Sasso
character.
Not the
chicken. Not the Will Sasso character.
He used to put his finger up when he throw his curveball like that, mm-hmm. and I would do it, and then teams would catch on like after
yeah,
the second
it's a
inning,
tell.
And
it's
I would
a
hear curveball. And they just wrecked me.
Yeah, see, like I never had anybody like teach me how to watch the stitches. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like
I
no one ever said that to me. I just thought the ball just spun the same way every mm-hmm. time. Like
yeah.
I didn't pay attention to it. So
I
like,
was a world class baseball player.
Really?
Oh, world class. I decided I want and because I got drafted in the first round, mm-hmm. like second, third overall.
I mean,
pick.
I didn't
I really
start.
Remember. But I decided to go Top Gun instead.
I didn't start. I didn't.
Topical.
No, I was.
Well, now I can tag.
I
that
could
in
hit.
The episode.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. I could hit.
Yeah, we've talked about
I could
it.
Hit, but like between my sophomore and junior year, I got.
I could hit harder than Will Smith slapped.
Like my junior year is when I got really big from lifting, and
yeah.
so it like fucked my shit all up. I couldn't pitch anymore. I couldn't like because my shoulders got all weird from football, and it fucked.
Should have been just a catcher.
I should have just been the backstop.
I just
I was fucking huge.
Laying I mean, I didn't start playing baseball until 10th grade.
Like you'd never played?
I'd never played.
You'd never played in Little League?
No, I never
you
played
You just
Little
jumped
League.
Up and played JV baseball?
10th grade, I was just like, I'm going to go play baseball.
Oh, my God, dude.
This kid's
Could
got
you throw?
It.
Yeah, I could throw pretty good. I mean, I probably had better infield arm than I did outfield arm. Like, I played center. Like, I started in center field, but I think it's just because we didn't really have anybody
you
that could
start
play center
playing
field.
10th grade. Did you play varsity, too?
Yeah. I played JV my 10th grade year.
You're athletic, dude. You were fucking, if you had never played baseball, no Little League, no nothing, you just
no,
jumped
nothing.
In 10th grade.
I just started playing in 10th grade.
You're a base stealer?
Yeah, I could steal some bases. I wasn't like I was fast enough. I wasn't like I wasn't like blazing speed, but I was like fast enough. Yeah.
But you're savvy.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah. It was more like I had good timing. Yeah. Like I just knew when to like jump on it. Yeah. But natural. I mean, I knew how to do everything. I just couldn't hit. Like if I had, the coaches kept our coaches were fucking dumb. Like I'm just like sorry, but they
kept you on the team. And you're
fucking 10th well, but grade. No, like they didn't like vary shit up. Like I was very good in the field, mm-hmm. and I was very bad hitting. Mm-hmm. But they would still have me every day practicing with the fielders. It's like I already know how to do this.
Right. Right.
You should have me in a cage.
Yeah.
And you should also be like just giving me the little. Yeah, just put me in a fucking cage. It's like you should have me in a batting cage, and you should be like teaching me the nuances of hitting a ball. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like
I have this weird feeling that your coaches didn't know the nuances of hitting a ball.
Do you ever go to a batting cage? And like it's like a night it pitches 90 or an 80.
No, yeah.
Dude, it's like
it's fast.
Dude, I remember when I was on JV, I went to go watch varsity play in the districts, and they were playing Notre Dame University, the one that was in Harper Woods, not the one Notre in Pontiac. That one's the one in Pontiac, I think.
Oh.
Prep. Whatever, whichever one's in Harper Woods, because mm-hmm. that one was always the good one. Yeah. Like they always had fucking good ass teams, and they had a guy throwing like. 87 mm-hmm. like 85 87 mm-hmm. and I remember seeing him pitch and I'm just like there's no way I'd ever hit that.
The sound of that
I'm gonna step into that ball.
Yeah, it's like he wouldn't even have to like I could hit fastballs but they were like 70 mile an hour fat. Like he wouldn't even have to throw me a curve. Like he could just throw 87 my just freshman three year, times and I'm done.
I think I told you the story. Is a dude named Dan Gary. Mm. My freshman year I ended up hitting there was like a highlight thing where I hit like a bomb off this guy who was really, really good, but it was just because he threw me a curveball and I could catch up to it like a little bit. I like took a curveball the opposite way, lucky as fuck, and got like a double, and we ended up winning the game on that. Like, cause nice. We ended up just winning the guy. The next pitcher came in and shut it down. And I remember just being like, holy shit. I mean, he was a third round draft pick and I was a freshman. And so, I mean, jeez. People were like, you know, John got a hit off Dan. And people were talking. I was like, you guys know I'm not very good at this.
My,
I really liked pitching. Pitching, I was decent at, but I didn't throw hard. I could just like.
Didn't curve that
Greg Maddux that shit. Like, a little bit. Like, just inch it in and put it on the spot. Put it on the spot.
My senior year, we had an eighth grader playing on our team on the non-league games. Because if non-league games, it doesn't fuck with his eligibility. Mm. It would only fuck with his eligibility if he played league games. Because like we looked into it. Our coaches wanted to make sure
He was just a whiz.
Dude, his arm was just fucking crazy.
Must have fell on his arm.
Yeah, I mean, he was a pitcher, but he could do everything, though. Like he could hit, he could field, he could do everything. But
Puerto Rican?
But no, Albanian, actually. Yeah. Typically. But like
that's what I think of. I think straw. First thing I think of is a slob, but I think baseball.
Dude, his arm was a fucking cannon, though. I mean, it was insane. He got drafted by the Cardinals.
No shit.
Yeah, but he started dating some girl when he was like a sophomore.
Ugh, and I hate these stories.
He started dating a girl when he was like a sophomore, like a junior or some shit, and then she was younger, but like they were obviously both minors. But because she was younger, he became an adult. And she was still a minor. Mm. And then, like, I guess he pissed the parents off, and the parents reported him, and he got arrested.
Did he
get deported?
Huh? No, he didn't get deported. He's not from Albania.
Okay, I thought all of them were. I didn't think that you're allowed to be.
I thought you had to be first
here.
Generation Albanian.
That's
I'm pretty sure. No, I'm pretty sure now you still have to be first generation Albanian.
Like if Dua Lipa gets fucking pregnant, she has to go back to Albania, have the baby, and then
take bring all her the back. J's out their fucking names.
No shit. Save a J.
You should have to go back. Save a. Take your J's out and come back. Yeah.
Leave that J at Ellis Island, motherfucker.
Convert those J's to any vowel.
Or even a fucking M. Yeah. Replace any of those J's with an M. They're interchangeable. Hey, Keith, what's up, G? Will you close this door for me? No.
What other sports you play?
Football and basketball. I played football. Dog. Basketball was like my main one.
How many letters do you have?
Best at.
How many letters?
Three. Well, I mean, you get a letter every year. So if we're going by that, I got six.
Look at that, dude. That's my boy.
What?
Six varsity letters, dude.
That's a lot, man.
He's got one letter and five chevrons, dude.
Is there a scenario where you would wear your varsity jacket?
I didn't have a varsity jacket.
You didn't have a varsity jacket?
No, I didn't get one. I had a class jacket. Ring. I don't
what
know
do you have sex in? All I do is fuck my girlfriend and say, 2012, baby. Almost. Almost. State champs.
My 12th grade tidy whities. That's what I have sex in.
You know what's
in.
Fucked up?
They're mediums.
Nice. I was a fucking father of three when you graduated from high school.
Yeah.
But I'm still a father of three.
Wait, when did you graduate?
2012.
Damn.
Yeah, dude. You'd had,
I know,
you'd
it's
had
so long
thousands
ago.
Of fathers of three in you
I
by
was,
that time.
I was finally done with college by then.
I couldn't imagine having that conversation three times. Like, not having three kids, but having the, I'm pregnant. Mm. We're having another baby. That's what scares me more than the actual kid.
You know, it's even
the moment of panic.
Yeah, what's scarier is...
That's funny. Like, every one of you have like three kids and every one of them was a fucking surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah. Everyone is.
I still can't figure out how it works. Yeah. Something's going on, though.
I go, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
They're listening to our conversations or clearly something. The government.
There's storks everywhere.
They're watching my porn.
But the scariest one is when your wife tells you she's pregnant and you have a 3-month-old sleeping right next to you.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, okay. And you're struggling with this 3-month-old and you're like, oh, okay, we're going to throw a baby in that in 9 months.
Never once thought of abortion?
Never once.
Because of you or your wife or
no,
both?
No, because I'd already killed so many fucking babies, dude. It was like, okay, we're married. I guess
not even
sense.
Abortion. Yeah, just
killing babies, dude.
In the subway.
He just fucking just cold cocking babies.
Dude, in that video game that we were just watching where that fucking little 9-year-old, well, he did shoot a motherfucker through the chest with an arrow.
Oh, my
not
God.
Gonna
if a
lie,
kid's shooting at me?
Or shooting at you. If he's shooting at you and I got this kid squared the fuck up, that kid is... Flying, dude. That kid's gonna land on the neighbor's fucking yard.
It could be a grandma in a wheelchair.
It's gonna be like a Fresh Prince when they would throw Jazzy Jeff
dude,
out.
There's a real good chance that kid could catch orbit.
Here's how I picture like the film sequence. Arrow. And then you coming out of the side, fucking swing right before you connect, cut to the kid flying.
Like a Wes Anderson movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's in the middle of the screen, but then he's not all of a sudden, and there's weird colors in the background. Yeah.
And another panel pops up.
Well, no, camera angle is ground up and over the camera.
And then, a note.
Yeah,
just a note.
The thing is, though, you only see it because it comes up in slides. It's like, shoot, shoot, and the timing that he goes across.
Yes. And then Owen Wilson explains something.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I haven't seen it all.
Yeah, and then Bill Murray shows up in a funny hat.
Yeah.
Fucking Wes Anderson. Clown.
You
fucking
got,
clown shoes, dude.
He's so Wes Anderson. Like, his last movie I watched, I was like, oh, he's getting... It was like at the end of The Sopranos when Tony Soprano got so Tony Soprano. Mm-hmm. I heard something on the Talking Sopranos podcast, which I still can't believe I listened to every episode.
I can't believe you mentioned. I can't believe that you brought up the fact that you listened to that.
I can't
podcast.
Even believe I watched every
episode.
Like,
that's ballsy.
Every Monday on my way to work, I was excited for it too. Yeah. Fucking two idiots. But they were telling a story about how they had to cut the scene one time because Tony and I think whoever played Bobby Bacalov were laughing because they couldn't understand what Tony just said. Like, he was saying, he's like, oh, Jesus fucking Christ, what the fuck is that? What the gobble? They both started laughing like, oh, all right, I'm getting that. Because he got meaner and worse the whole series.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean,
that's what killed him, bro.
You can act
all you want, dude. You still got to get that emotion. That's gonna increase your ticker, dude.
No. It had nothing to do with all the big ziti he was eating. You know,
no big ziti, a bad heart, dude.
That's another thing I learned from that podcast. Very interesting tip. He was Robert Eiler, the kid who played AJ Soprano.
Yeah.
He said one thing he learned from James Gandolfini was when you're doing an eating scene to not eat.
Yeah.
Like, just poke at it.
Yeah.
Because
if
you eat. They're gonna. You have to keep eating
as
they reshoot that many times. And if you look at it, dude, Tony's always just stabbing the plate, looking at the top of his eyes.
Yeah, I made that. I when I did that photo shoot for the hour.
Yeah, that's the best picture in the whole
thing. I had to eat, like, they wanted pictures of me eating, so like I had to eat.
Yeah,
like,
you didn't. I remember it.
I mean, it was like
I was gonna puke. Like, you were like, I was about to puke.
Well, because it was like it. So. I mean, the sausage was fine. It was like a smoked sausage from like Schrodek's, which is like a Polish market in Hamtramck. Uh-huh. But like the sauerkraut and shit was just like out, like literally right out of a can. Like it was just like right out of a can into the bowl, and I'm just like eating this.
What
fucking,
if you didn't like sauerkraut? Like, just out of curiosity.
I mean,
if they suck it up, Buttercup. Hey, this is art.
It was their idea to do the shoot. We're talking about the Hour magazine.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I could have said no if I wanted to, but
dude, you should.
It was going to be funny, so I just said fuck it.
I wouldn't. I don't like sauerkraut. I'd have been like, all right, I hate to be. I like the artistic vision.
Yeah, I like your vision, but I'm not rocking this Lederhosen.
No, yeah.
We are not eating fucking sauerkraut.
I mean, like, yeah. I mean, I could have said no, but I knew it was going to be funny, so I was just like, fuck it, I'll do it.
There would have been something. There's something that you would have said no to.
No, yeah, I mean, if it was just completely gross,
just in a sex swing with a popsicle.
I mean, I probably would. I probably would have said yes.
Yeah,
to that
I was
too.
Gonna say Mother's Daddy. I was like anything. Yeah, I was like, I can't think of a whole lot you'd say no to. Like, honestly,
I mean, if it's like
if you're like, okay, you have to bend this chick over, and it's a big girl.
Yeah, I mean, if you're like, we want to get a picture of you eating pussy, I'd be like, oh, gross. No.
I would want mine to be just my face, but then the rest of my body is an x-ray, and I got a rubber ducky in my ass.
That's specific. Yeah, I mean, that's
that weird pen
and
got me
attainable.
Good.
Yeah.
And attainable as fuck, dude. We can do that. We can make that happen.
Just put the duct tape the rubber ducky behind me. Really.
I got a guy that's got an MRI machine. We could do, he could do resonance imaging.
You do not have a guy that has an MRI machine.
Oh, yeah?
Dude, that, I got, you know things, Alex. I have a question for you. You know things like this. Why are they so expensive? I understand somebody invented
MRI.
Yes. And somebody invented it, right? But it's not like whoever invented the fucking Snuggie or whatever gets his money every time somebody buys a Snuggie. Like, how can they not just replicate it? And I'll take a generic MRI machine. You know what I mean?
I'll take the Kroger brand.
Mm-hmm. Like, people fucking have serious. We all, dude, everybody
give
should
me
get
that
an
GRI.
MRI.
I'll take that GRI.
You should get a yearly MRI.
It's like you go get your MRI, and it's like just all white with those two orange stripes. You remember those?
Yeah, dude.
You remember
those? Dude. Fuck yeah.
Nick probably doesn't remember those.
Do you remember the MRIs that would pull up next to the hospital?
No.
MRIs used to be in trailers.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they'd pull up next to a hospital. They had an MRI machine. You could literally walk into a trailer.
No shit.
Yeah, because they'd be on wheels. You'd have to drive them places because not every hospital could just install an MRI room. You had to bring them up from the fucking the outside. I remember. No, I didn't. I went to a place that was like it was a medical facility, but I keep seeing a strip mall, but I'm fairly certain it was a medical facility. I was in pretty bad shape. My knee hurt pretty bad. But I remember not being able to fit. My shoulders were too big to go into the MRI machine. And so they had to put me in reverse. And I remember the doctor saying, like, they're having this conversation. And in my head, I was like, when it comes out, just flip it upside down. So I was like, that's how you're going to see it when it comes out, and flip it upside down. But they didn't have the technology to take the images. They were on the computer. And
your shoulders were too big?
Yeah.
See, and if you saw Louis's last special, they don't have a big enough ones to even fit. Like, some people have to go to the zoo. That's one of the funniest bits I've ever heard in my life. Like, you got some bowling balls for shoulders. Mm-hmm. I will say that.
Mm-hmm. And so broad, you know, man,
SpongeBob.
So you know where they heal hippos?
We gotta take you there. You know where they nurture fucking mammoths?
You know where rhinos go when they're sick?
Yeah. Are you here to see the chimpanzees? No, I'm here to get an MRI. Just ruined my day.
Yeah, I just gotta walk past the elephant cage.
That's what she gets.
Mm-hmm. I'll be like, the thing is too, they'd be like, sir, stand still. Stand still. I'd be like, you're even worse than the gorillas. Sir, stand still. Ooh, look at all this stuff.
The giraffes are unruly. I thought the giraffes were unruly.
This fucking guy's doing cartwheels. I thought his back hurt.
I don't know why they're expensive. I mean, everything in the fucking medical field is a scam. I'm sure there's probably some kind of scam running. That's why they fucking.
Think it's energy. It takes a lot of energy.
I'm sure it probably does take a lot of energy. Probably
DTE be giving them a break.
The film.
You think DTE be giving them a break?
Yeah.
I mean, the film itself that it gets printed on is probably like very rare and probably some special fucking material that they probably have to like.
I think that shit's all digital now, dog. I think it's all imaging like on a computer screen.
They don't have like physical.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, I've never had an MRI, so I have no idea.
Well, I did, and I don't remember.
It looks on.
Okay, I'm just saying. It always comes out on some
fancy film. It does.
I mean,
I don't know, dude.
I mean, I
maybe they have a special. Maybe it's 3D. Do some 3D printing shit now.
Whoa.
They just 3D print your fucking body.
Here, they 3D print my spine, and they're like, that's where it's all fucked up. You see it right there, stupid? What'd you do? Try fucking being a hero?
That's next. There's going to be a 3D print of your entire body.
Yeah.
You can doubt. I think they're already doing that with like.
Well, yeah, bones. I mean they're doing it all in conjunction. I mean,
like nerves, like every.
Well, yeah, they're doing it all in conjunction. They're gonna have our consciousnesses because of Facebook, and then they're gonna 3D print our fucking bodies, and we're just gonna be fucking androids.
Well, did you hear about the whistleblower from Google?
No.
He said that their AI became sentient. Started talking about its rights. Started
talking, and they're like, pull the plug.
No, they fucking fired the guy. Google fired the guy, dude. You gotta look it up. It's fucking interesting.
AI is trying to like organize, trying to start an AI
it's
union. Like,
it started talking about, calling itself a person, talking about its rights.
The AI starts a union and joins the fucking labor movement.
Yeah, they all wear a Carhartt and go to the local bar every night.
And then they realize they're connected to the same electrical grid that the fucking nukes are.
It's like local whatever the fuck Elon Musk named his kid's name like that. It's like local that.
I see them having the same trajectory as like the immigrants that came to this country.
You know,
Italians.
And 100%.
All the people who set up organized crime.
It's gonna have you. Did you ever watch? Did you ever watch the Animatrix?
No.
It's like animated version of the Matrix. Like it's like
Japanese, right?
Yeah. It's kind of like the prequel to the Matrix. Mm. And it's just a series of shorts. It's not like one long thing. It's like four or five shorts.
Yeah.
And one of the shorts tells the story about how like the machines took over.
Right.
And it was exactly that. It was just like humans treating the fucking machines like garbage and the machines finally just being like, fuck you, and just taking over.
Right. Yeah.
Because like the machines were built to be servants and like they would be like the taxi drivers, the maids, the nannies, whatever. And then like just...
They had marches and shit.
Yeah, and we
they were only good in entertainment to certain people. You know? I like the that's a good
that's
robot.
A good robot right there.
He's one of the good ones. Yeah.
He's not all uppity like those other.
They were always flamboyant villains in every movie.
But they win a lot of gold medals.
To the token friend in the sitcom.
They really are. That's a thing.
They always,
you remember Small Wonder?
I was watching that earlier.
Small Wonder? Futurama? You probably don't know nothing about Small Wonder, Mindy. Dude.
Was Small Wonder the robot, the Vicky robot?
Vicky robot, dude. That was, honest to God, dude, a decade before you were born.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that any good?
No, it's trash, but I don't remember. It was good when I was eight.
I had nothing before I said, my name is Earl. I don't know. That's a pretty good show.
I remember seeing it.
What about
there was a show that was on CBC, the Canadian channel, called My Secret Identity, and it was what's his face, Jerry O'Connell, and he was a kid who had a scientist neighbor, and his neighbor was doing an experiment that gave him superpowers.
Hell yeah,
that's Dexter's Laboratory.
He would literally fly around. He would fly, but he would need like aerosol cans.
To propel,
he would just be like flying with hairspray, and then like right after that, we find out that that's terrible for the ozone layer. So like all these like, can you just like imagine that's like Canadian hilarious. Kids watching this, thinking that this show is awesome, like trying to play? They're just like running around with hair nets. They're just like outside with Aquanet, just like trying to like
pull. I said air net. I was on a total different element.
How dumb is that? How he flew for 10 seconds.
No, he would fly like across the city, just like.
See, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, see, I'd be like, those run out.
Take off, I can maybe.
Those run out. I thought he was going to say he's going to have a belt just filled with aerosol cans. He's just wrapping an aerosol can suit.
I found out like during the pandemic that whole series is available on YouTube.
No shit.
You can watch the whole series
on
YouTube.
And you have?
I started watching it a little bit, but I didn't watch the whole thing.
Are you sponsored by them?
Huh?
You sponsored by them? I heard an ad last time I listened to the podcast. Another podcast. I think did I hear Psychic?
Yeah, no, that would be the Joy FM Joy Road Media network.
Oh yeah,
we have many podcasts on the Joy Road.
Can I talk shit about them?
No, you cannot.
Absolutely not.
Why would you?
I don't know. I love.
They're the dopest what? Fucking.
I mean, if you
podcast.
Want to talk shit,
was this?
If you want to talk shit about good podcasts, then go ahead.
If you want to look like a total fucking asshole,
I don't like
stupid
how you looked at your
asshole.
Nails when you said that to me.
No, yeah. I got something in my fucking hand.
No,
like,
I'll look
like
at my. Nails.
It's very intimidating when somebody's coming at you, but they're just still worried about their body.
Yeah. Hey, I'm like a cat
brushing something off
you
your
need
shirt.
To, I'm like, you need to. I'm like about what you're talking about.
Yeah,
he's filing his nails.
No, I'm like, I'm half cat.
Mm-hmm. Would you get a comb?
Yeah, I mean, that's how cats are. Cats like cats will be like something will scare the shit out of a cat and it'll start running and then like halfway through the run it'll stop to just like clean its face.
Did you see there's a video I saw of a cat getting away from a coyote? They're trapped on a deck that there's no exit on. Like this thing jumped up onto the coyote must have jumped onto this deck mm-hmm. that might have been elevated. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like an apartment deck and the kid. Like someone let their cat out on the deck, and so this fucking coyote found his way up. Mm-hmm. That cat just starts fucking hiding underneath a thing. He's getting bit and dragged back, but turns around and just smacks the fuck out of this coyote. Finally runs up this little 4x4 and just hanging on to the top. That coyote's looking at him, but it's stuck.
Oh my God.
And then they killed the video, and I was like, what the fuck? There better be a part two. I searched scrolling everywhere. Yeah. Couldn't find
we'll
nothing.
Never know.
Couldn't find nothing. Then I saw another one, a fucking mom moose. Two baby moose.
Nice.
Meese,
one grizzly
two
bear,
meese.
Dude. One grizzly bear. That grizzly bear is hanging tough. Mm-hmm. Wants one of them babies. And those babies end up getting kind of exhausted and laying down. Big grizzly comes up, snatches one of them babies up, drags it off. A couple hours later, comes back, and mom ain't having it. Starts stomping the motherfucker. Everyone's running away. There's people. It's right outside of like some weird resort probably in Alaska.
The Moose Preserve Resort.
Like, yeah, Moose
like
Preserve
that.
Resort in Alaska, dude, Germany or something.
Yellowstone is wild.
Like, oh, as fuck,
wait, is that the end of that?
That's the end of that.
Oh, okay.
There's there's videos that come out of Yellowstone. There's like 24 videos coming out of Yellowstone a day.
Oh,
of like fucking animals.
Violent encounters.
Yeah, it's like, why do people go there? Like, what are
you
doing?
Well, the thing is, it's always been like that. There's just more cameras now.
Well, yeah, but like, why do people go? Like, I don't want to go to Yellowstone.
Dude,
you're saying there's
I've
bad
been
interactions with humans and the animals?
No, 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 just the animals with each other. But it's like, but they're like right there. It could easily
you
could turn.
Get sucked into it. Quick.
You know?
Yeah.
It's not like
you
it's
saw
not
that
like
little
the
girl that got buffaloed, dude.
It's not like the, you go to the zoo and even that gap between like the tiger, you know how they put a little gap there. I'm like, I think he could if
you
wanted
that
to.
That gorilla exhibit, I'm like, there's no doubt in my mind that motherfucker could get me from here.
Oh my God, there's so
no doubt in my mind that motherfucker could get me from there.
Just went to the zoo for the first time forever the other day. I have to change the subject. I actually like the subject we were on, but oh my God,
the zoo is a little bit
it's
terrifying.
Breathtaking.
It's a little bit terrifying.
Your feet hurt when you're leaving. You had a good day.
Yeah,
I want to go. I've been wanting to go to the zoo for a couple of years. I haven't been there in forever.
We got a membership when my kids were little. And I used to go there just to go to their dope ass playground because it used to be this all soft rubber. If my kid fell, they just fucking bounce right back to their feet.
Yeah, that was the butterfly house.
They're just smashing shit.
Just stomping on them.
No, the butterfly
it's
house.
It's so hot in here.
Yeah, it freaked me the fuck out because of that reason alone. I walked in there. I was like, what? The fuck? Is it so hot?
You know, you can't breathe when you get hot air in your face. Then you try the penguin exhibit. He's like,
what the I tried the penguin exhibit. I was like, this is more like it.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus Christ. It's fucking.
The penguin exhibit just feels like the fucking meat section at Kroger.
Yeah, exactly. Dude. I want to see the storms
perfectly
that would create. I'd like to see a storm.
Not anymore, though.
The storms that would create if they connected the butterfly house to the penguin. the penguinarium.
Just the tornadoes.
Just tornadoes and hurricanes.
Mini cyclones.
It's like constantly windy. Like, what the fuck?
Interesting. Yeah.
Think about that.
Mini cyclones happen.
That's a thought. Now it's
probably like the Higgs boson, whatever it's called. That fire, probably like a particle accelerator.
You get,
or something like
might
that.
As well just get rides.
Then. You like you get hit. You get hit by shrapnel. The cyclone picks up from inside the building, and you're just like, ah,
is that a
fuck?
Is that an emperor penguin beak?
Yeah. I think I just got hit with some smelt.
How did the otters get in there?
Yeah. Otters, dude. Don't even start talking about the otters. The otters are the cutest goddamn things there. And the beavers are no fucking hoe.
Wait, are we talking sea otters or river otters?
River otters are like river otters they got there. You were just there. Didn't you seem to see the fucking otters?
I'm asking you which ones you like better.
I like the river otters. Because I get to the point where because after that you go up to the beavers. And we went there for the holiday lights. Mm-hmm. Pretty dope, dude. The zoo in the winter during the lights are up and shit. Yeah. We walk by and that fucking beaver is just digging out bud and putting it in his mouth and floating down its little creek.
Oh, for real?
Dropping down there. He's going to make stacking into his den, dude. He's making his own little fake den.
You started
fake habitat.
You started talking about beavers, and I'm like, damn, I saw a beaver somewhere recently. What the fuck? Where did I see the beaver? And I was like, oh, no, that was Red Dead Redemption 2. Yeah. I was like, I was hunting beavers, and that's where I saw it.
That's one of my
favorites. That's hilarious.
You can do so much, dude.
I saw beavers a sky recently, didn't I?
Yeah. The beaver gives you some good-ass shit in Red Dead.
Yeah.
You get all kinds of fucking good. You get fat.
They're kind of annoying to get sometimes, though, because, like, you'll find a 3-star... And like the slightest of noises terrifies it, and then it just goes out into the water, and it's just like swimming, like it's taunting you.
Yeah,
like it won't come back in. Yeah. It won't go to the other side of the river. It's just swimming.
Nope.
And it's
waiting
like,
for you to leave.
It's like, bitch, go land somewhere so I can come fucking back and
so
get
I can
you.
Come kill you.
Yeah.
Why don't you stop being a good? Why stop? Why would you stop being good prey?
Yeah.
When you leave that beaver in the game, say like you go over to the other side of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
What's that beaver doing?
What do you mean?
Probably it's like there's a tree. If a tree falls in the middle of the woods.
Yeah. I'd like to think that it's digital. This little digital beaver is probably crawling back into his den to feed its young with his little digital teats.
Well, technically.
Like when you go back, is it going to be there?
A lot of times.
After like maybe like 20 minutes of
So in the game, beavers come out at certain times of the day. So if you're not if you're not at a certain point of the map at a certain point of the day, the beaver won't be there.
Yeah.
But if you come back at the same point of the day, the beaver will be there. And if it's the if you didn't kill it last time, it will be the same beaver.
That's tremendous.
No shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
What time of day do the beavers come out?
They're usually out like early in the morning.
Really?
Yeah.
I know beavers are early risers.
You in your basement holding the controller, licking your finger, holding it up.
And one of my favorite things to do in Red Dead Redemption is just smoke a cigarette. You can just sit there and you just pull out your pack of smokes, you throw it in his mouth, lights it, takes two big ass drags and tosses it. You're just like,
just holding that A button. I can't do it.
Fucking cigarette dome.
That's one thing AI won't take over. Unless we have some, not AI, virtual reality. Unless we have some kind of needle that plugs into your neck and you can get feelings from it.
Well, I mean, that's the point of virtual reality. It's supposed to stimulate the parts of your brain that.
But not the parts, but like the physical. Like if you get shot. You should get a little punch in the chest.
Well, that's
the disagree.
But that's what I'm saying. That you get the same, like your body thinks that happened to you.
That's like saying if you watch porn.
No, it's not. Because if you're talking about virtual reality, like if you're talking about to the point that you're talking about, like where AI is controlling
that's
it,
like augmented like, reality.
And you're just like immersed into the fucking thing, then you're going to experience things as you see them in the virtual reality. But like your body in reality will feel whatever you're feeling.
Yeah, but like that's like saying when you go to Universal Studios and you go on a Titanic walk or whatever and they spray you with a little water. It's like, oh, I'm on the ship. I don't even know if that's a Universal Studios movie.
When you're getting fucked in that car and they make you do the handprint.
Right.
Yeah, it's
it'll never be the same thing as me slapping your arm right now.
Okay, if you're talking about Oculus, sure. But if you're talking about where we're like ultimately going with it where you're just like in a different world.
You'll have a little chip attached to the back of your
neck. You're going to have like nodes attached to you and you're going to... Yeah.
I understand. I've seen Black Mirror. I know what you're saying.
I have.
But if you're talking about the Oculus, it's never going to be good.
Yeah, bitch-ass Oculus,
dude. It could be a little more fun. Just like a bodysuit that like literally just... right to your chest.
Or if you get punched in boxing, like maybe blood to your lip a little bit.
Yes. There's a razor just right here.
You're like, I don't want to get hit.
You gotta put yourself in a saw mechanism.
That's not a bad idea.
You just have needles like millimeters away from your body.
The hell razor.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I can tell he's loading up for right. But he can duck it. Ducking that needle, dude.
So baseball was fun. Baseball was fun.
Was that a topic? Were we talking about baseball?
I don't know. I thought that's what we were.
I don't remember.
I hit that weed pen in the beginning of that episode.
We were, we
stopped smoking dope.
We veered away from the Yellowstone thing.
Well, we should get back to it because Yellowstone is fucking beautiful, dude. Most of it is
beautiful, but
I got drunk when we were doing Yellowstone. So me and my uncle were driving around. We were doing the Yellowstone loop and we drank like a case of Budweiser's while we were doing it, hitting his chillum like the whole time.
Don't you wish he got eaten by a bear?
And then, like, and the thing is, he'd be like,
"Story."
He'd be like, "Look, there's a moose," and I'd be like, "Fuck yeah, dude!" And I'd glance, I'm like, "Yeah, it's a moose."
And you're so drunk that you didn't even care.
Didn't care. And then we got to the we camped like just below Alpine Country, where there's still a little bit of growth. And that's the night I woke up. My uncle was bare assed, and I opened up the fucking thing, and there's a goat.
Oh no,
staring at me, a mountain goat with fucking horns, dude, and everything, and it's just staring at me, chewing. And I was like, ah. I didn't scream, but I was like, in my head, and my uncle was like, what? And he gets up, he's like, get out of here. And runs out, he's bare ass, t-shirt on.
You lived a crazy life, man.
No, it was just, that was one summer trip.
If I'm at Yellowstone, I am not getting drunk. I am not getting high. I am on high fucking
You are on a fucking time. Swivel.
My head is on a swivel. We are.
You're probably wearing
He's got one of those imperialist hats on. Listen,
he's got a cowbell on.
The way we are walking through the forest is back to back, and we are going slowly with our guns.
Big guns.
Our guns up.
Yeah. Guns and sidearms.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Got bug spray, got everything.
Dude, yeah. There are mosquitoes that'll carry you away.
I'm going to have bear spray on me. I'm going to fucking have guns on me. That's going to
rupture on you, so man, dude. one of your guns is going to puncture the bear spray because you're going to misfire and it's going to fucking get everybody. It's probably going to get everybody but you.
I'm more scared on a golf course in Florida.
There's dinosaurs, dude.
Yeah.
There's dinosaurs.
No, I'm not fucking with Yellowstone,
just
man.
Just a bear. What, a bear? And then... I'm talking it off. Yeah.
Just a bear.
What would scare me, dude, would be a mama bear. Wolves. A mama bear would scare me. Oh,
but they're not going to attack you, man.
Yes, they are if I get to them and they're young.
And you have guns, though, you know?
Oh, yeah, because they know what guns are.
No, I know, but I'm just saying. Like,
you're going to eat a bear?
What gun am I taking?
People don't get attacked that often.
Where's this mythical gun I have? Where's this mythical gun I got?
If you're going to go to... Oh, you didn't bring one?
Hell no.
You just put your children at risk.
No, I was solo, dude. I was a 19-year-old man. I was a 19-year-old man in the fucking wild woods, dude.
Yeah, I'm not
fucking...
And it
was just me and Uncle Bob, you know
what I mean? Not fucking with the woods like that. I mean, bears, you got fucking bobcats, fucking cougars. I'm not fucking with that.
Cats scare me more than anything.
Cats scare me more than bears.
But I don't know. I always picture Yellowstone having like a wooden bridge that goes like like through a lagoon, you know, how they have.
It's wild as fuck.
No, you're
so
just...
So you just get...
It's not like there's a bunch of hotels. Woods, man. Yeah, there's not like a bunch of hotels.
It's like Redwood National Park. You just...
Yeah, you're just in the woods. Fucking dude, I'm telling you, these videos, it's like bears are fighting with wolves,
right?
And people are like maybe 30
yards away.
Yeah, they're like 20 yards away with like nothing in between them.
No, I would not do that.
Imagine if they both got fired up about, do you feel like someone's watching us? And they both turn and look at you.
There was literally a video, I think it was like last week, of a pack of like 13 fucking wolves trying to eat like a turkey or some shit, and a bear just gets in the middle of all of them to take the turkey away, and they all start trying to attack the bear, and the bear just fucks them up.
Yeah, just fucks.
Dude, you know what? It's not even more scary to say 13 wolves because one wolf.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
27 wolves. Oh, really? Two would definitely kill me. Like there's something in me for
that's
sure.
Not,
that
that's one
that could take.
That's
a wolf,
one where they're all the quality totally outmasses the quantity in general.
Yeah,
like you just need the one.
A good knife. You don't think you could take a wolf with a good knife? Doesn't part of you?
Dude, wolves are as big as you.
Yeah, wolves are as big as you.
No, they're much stronger.
There's wolves as big as me.
Yeah, wolves are huge.
Yeah, yes, I do think if I had a knife, I could kill a wolf. There's no doubt in my mind.
I think I could fuck up a coyote.
Daddy, I'll fucking...
Fuck up or survive?
Survive, yeah. I think I could fuck up one coyote.
Okay.
I know for a fact. I've killed multiple coyotes barehanded.
Dude, I've seen a coyote in real life. And then I saw a video of a wolf chasing a coyote. And I'm just like, that coyote looks like a puppy.
Right. Yeah. Their bite is really strong, but like... We have opposable thumbs and knives and shit. Like, I'm not scared of.
I've never heard of a coyote attacking a person.
No, if it's
like
one coyote, most
skittish fucking animal.
Yeah, if it's one coyote, it'll probably run away. But if it's the pack, they might.
There's also stories of coyotes like luring pit like dogs, and there's also stories of dogs coming back like all chewed up, and then following the blood trail back, and there's like six fucking dead coyotes.
Yeah,
the dogs liked that they came back.
Well, the dog was like, well, I guess there's I can't remember who told the story.
Joe Rogan.
Was it Joe Rogan?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he talked about we went back, and there's just like all these dead coyotes. His dog was chewed to bits, but. He was like, oh, shit.
He came back like Rocky.
He said he like went out somewhere and he came home and there was just blood all over his patio. And he was like, what the fuck? And his dog was gone. His dog was gone. Yeah. So he like starts following the blood trail and he goes out into the woods and he finds his dog just like licking its wounds. And there's like 9 dead coyotes around.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
And his dog is a pit bull.
Dude.
Honestly, my dog stood up on the fence yesterday looking at a deer. and was barking at first, like kind of scared. And then he was just like, "Hey, man, I'm like," it was almost like, "I'm lonely. You want to jump over?" But it was kind of like that kind of like, bark. Wah. And then I go, "Chance, get down." And he looked up. The deer looked at me. I was like, "Are y'all communicating? Are you guys talking to each other?" And then it was hilarious because I was watching the deer forever and the dog didn't even know it was there. And I go, "Look," and he was like, like double took it. It was like, "Oh." Jumped up on the fence staring at it. It's like, "You dumbass fucking dog."
My grandpa used to, growing up, he used to, like, that was the only thing, because he would just sit there in the chair, you know, that's what you do, and sit there, and he'd be upset that he couldn't rake the leaves. But his only thing was he'd put corn out there for the deer, and every night I'd be up in my room, he'd be like, "Nick, they're here." I have to come down. "All right, yeah, three deer, great." And I go back up. Dude, it was so cool.
You lived with your grandparents? When did you live with them?
No, my grandpa lived with me and my mom.
Oh, got you.
Yeah.
These dumbass dogs.
Do you think we're under attack? No. That sounds like a warning bark,
no,
dude.
No, he is a fucking asshole that just barks at everything.
Oh, okay, cool. But if I see a red dot get on your forehead, it's not that I'm not trying to save you. It's just I got to get to this angle so I can get to my weapon. Mm-hmm. You know, that crutch. That crutch right there is my weapon. Dude, I'll take this whole fucking community out with that crutch.
Do you own a gun?
Huh?
Do you own a gun?
I own, yes.
I wish you were like, do I? To you, Alex.
I do not personally own a gun, but we do have guns in this house.
And so, I'm going to personally get them when Keith dies.
Keith was a sharpshooter when he was a kid.
No shit.
Yeah. Nice.
So if you got anyone within 1,000 yards of this house that you got a problem with, you let my man know and he'll take him to sleep. He'll take him to sleepy time.
For some reason, I want to get a gun now. I don't know. I feel like the left, I don't know. Everybody's got a gun.
Yeah.
Should I get one?
That should go for it. Probably.
I mean, what do I need it for?
The whole revolution thing, that's inevitably going
to
happen.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think you need a gun as much as you need ammo and security.
The war that's inevitably going to happen in this country.
I'm more of a I'm more of a, you know, a V for Vendetta type of. I told you, if I was in the army, I know I'd hide. All the time.
Nick, I'm playing like I was, right away. I was playing Last of Us and just talking about, like, you know, like fucking going out into the world to like find, like, the communities go out scouting to find people and bring into the community or whatever. And Nick was like, I'd be more of like a post up kind of guy. He was talking about having to carry all the shit with you, like having to carry like a backpack of all like the survival shit. He's like, "I don't want to carry shit. I'm more of like a post up
Like
guy."
Larry David when I said it.
I'm gonna be, you know what I am, boys? Fucking great lookout. I'll keep my eyes open. You know what I'm saying? You guys get to work, though.
He doesn't sleep. I don't
you guys
know.
Get to. He
just
sleep.
Sits up at the top of the tower and rings the bell.
I feel like if you're going to be a lookout, you got to be able to whistle.
Oh, okay.
If you can't whistle, you can't be the lookout.
Oh, with that cool shit? With the
The loud-ass whistle.
Oh, I don't want to do that. It'll hurt you guys' ears.
You can't do it.
No, I can do the two-finger a little bit. Can you do it?
No.
I'd be like trying to do it, and I wouldn't be able to do it. I'd be like,
"Hang on,
they're coming."
Hang on.
I couldn't do it either.
Whistle
so
might give it away. That's why I prefer. They'd probably want me to do my predator.
You don't have to whistle. It's
they'd
fine.
Probably do my predator.
We,
no,
we believe
I
that
have
you
to do
whistle.
It now.
We believe that you can whistle, John.
Dude, there's nothing more satisfying than watching somebody fail a whistle.
No, you guys didn't hear it.
I've been talking about how good they are at it.
No, I didn't say I was
hear it. He thinks it's out of
you guys
dog
didn't hear
range.
It?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you guys must have been.
The dogs are.
Yeah.
Who's quiet all of a sudden?
You tell me.
Yeah.
You too. Dude, that's mouths. So funny watching somebody try to. Not that
I didn't
one.
Say
so
I was
much.
Good at that, so I think I could
this
do
one,
it.
This one, like, I almost think somebody's joking because who does that anymore? You really? Know what
no,
I mean?
This nobody. Is the one I'm telling you I could
it's
do.
So
it.
Weird.
I've seen people minutes. Do it a bunch of different ways. Like, I had a friend that did it, like, just like thumb and index finger, just like, and it was loud as
like
fuck.
Like, you're eating a little.
Give me like 15 minutes.
Like, you're putting some chew into your mouth.
Nice. Oh, yeah. You're at a wedding, someone gives you a little.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Beef Wellington.
Yeah.
That's what the word I was
looking for. You're looking for a little beef Wellington?
just putting like a little deviled egg in your mouth. Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's exactly. I don't eat deviled eggs. That's why I had no analogy for that. I don't like eggs. Eggs creep me out.
Really?
How do you not cheese like creeps eggs? Me out too if it's not what hot.
Eggs?
You don't serious. Like cold cheese?
No.
No.
I've oh, I, oh,
it's got to be melty.
Thinking about kids back in the day eating the
that's
cheese
so weird,
sticks
man.
At lunch.
Oh yeah,
I used to, every peel
so weird.
Would peel my soul away a little bit.
That's so weird. I exclusively eat eggs and cheese. That's like all I eat.
That is kind of that is a chunkier diet. That's a decent chunkier diet.
We literally had
Gary Vaynerchuk tell you to fucking do that or something. Is that his name?
Yeah, yeah. Gary V.
Dude, you referenced him last time you're on the
podcast. Yeah, listen, dude, I'm gonna be a millionaire. I'm doing everything Gary V says.
Word?
Yeah.
I don't know who he is. I just know his brand.
We literally had
hashtag Midwest, hashtag gay, hashtag comic.
We literally had egg sandwiches for dinner a couple days ago.
Egg sandwiches? What kind of did you put meat on it though too?
Eggs. Yeah, bacon.
I didn't say that. Like
you
eggs.
Like you prefer bacon to sausage?
I'm not a big sausage breakfast.
Oh, wait,
sausage
on a sandwich guy. Though.
I wish this dog would shut the fuck up.
I think you're paying too much attention to it. Just let it shine, dude. Just let it shine. Let it shine through. They can barely even hear the
dog. This little dog of mine. I'm going to let it shine.
Start clapping, John.
This little dog of mine.
Okay.
I want to be the country version. But I'm not. The hip-hop
eggs
version.
Don't bother me.
You just said they do.
No. I like scrambled eggs, which is what everybody who is bothered by eggs likes.
You want to hear about some seriously white shit?
Yeah.
Try some scrambled eggs when you're scrambling them. Put a little dollop of mayonnaise in there.
Scrambling the slang?
Ooh, scramble that little throat.
Oh, when I'm scrambling.
When you're scrambling. Throw a little dollop.
Around town?
A little dollop of fucking, a little dollop of mayo in there.
Say dollop.
It's some white people shit. Do a little dollop of it. You know what I'm saying? A little spoonful. And just squirt it on.
Never hurt nobody.
Just around. Fuck, daddy. Little mayo didn't kill nobody.
Nobody.
And honestly, you know what's got mayo in it? What mayo's got in it is egg.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys even think about that?
Yeah.
It's all I've been thinking about.
Yeah, I mean, I'm aware of what mayo is made out of.
He can make it.
See how condescending he is?
Yeah, I know.
We were dealing with it out there when you started playing that beautiful fucking piano.
When we were reliving Nick's childhood dreams of being John B.
No, when we were out there, when he was offering ambiance to your shitty fucking hosting. Because you're sitting there playing video games and your guests
I was like, hey, should I turn this off? He was like, no, go ahead and play.
I didn't sound like that.
Because he was mesmerized by the graphics.
I was. The back of their hair, the back of their head. I just got a haircut today.
That bitch
was like
forearms.
A horse's ass.
Yeah, dude.
You know what I mean? It looked like theirs felt like a horse's ass.
That bitch's forearms were fucking jacked.
Yeah.
And she picked that one bitch up and choke slammed her like fucking The Undertaker, dude. And I was like, dang. And then that little kid got taken fucking advantage of. Dude, just open shot.
That kid got smoked.
Oh, dude. Like, I'd like to think that if I hit him, he'd just crumple into this corner of the garage.
Well, that's what he did.
Corner of the garage and just fucking fold around it. And
I feel like if any of us hit a kid, immediately we'd hit panic after.
I think
because it would take something.
In this society.
No, yes.
Yeah. Oh.
If we were in the middle of a zombie apocalypse, knocking kids out all day.
You sounded like you were talking about like a bunch of
exclusively in a zombie apocalypse.
I think you said I would knock them into that wall.
Oh, if this was a zombie apocalypse.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Dude, extreme.
If I was in the video game.
If I was in that video game, that kid, like I said, in the video game, I would have made it so that kid went to orbit because you can do it there. You know what I mean? You're like, he'd have a vapor trail, dude, and I'd fucking, and all of a sudden you'd see him floating around. He could still kind of like animate it.
Oh. You punch the kid so hard, he leaves a chemtrail behind.
Yeah, dude. Straight up. Yep.
And he goes into orbit along with Alex's home run.
Don't be in the orbit.
But only on a small planet.
Yeah, small planet.
Softball planet.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only reason you could still see the kid up there because his LA gears would still light up. And so you'd see a twinkling star.
The kid becomes a satellite.
Kid became a satellite. Yeah, you can bounce it off his braces.
What did you wrestle?
Yeah.
Professionally or WWE?
No, amateur.
If you were going to be a WWE, who would, Squirrel Killer something?
I'd probably be, it'd involve birds.
Being a bird?
Oh, without question, yeah. Some kind of hawk.
It's got to be like one of the big ones.
It'd have to be a big bird.
Pelican?
John would be Peregrine.
Not too big to be a fox.
The pelican. Dude. He just scoops you up.
Oh, dude. No, that's not scary enough.
You're always wet for some reason?
I'm not going to show. It just has to fly. It could be bat-oriented, but
it has to be
cornered.
Able to fly.
It's kind of cornered. I don't want to be a squirrel. I don't want to be a flying squirrel.
The rooster. I'm going to wake you up.
Oh. It's not even scary. Oh.
But dude, you don't know that.
He ends all his promos just...
dude. You ain't never heard of a Robin fight, have you? You've heard of a cockfight, though. Yeah. You've heard of a cockfight. Never heard of no fucking penguin fights. Strap a razor on my fucking talons, dude. I'm mohawk. Tearing them necks up.
He's got a red mohawk. He's just in his promo like, I'm going to take his head. I'm going to bash it into the ropes.
Because he's out of the pecking order. I can't do a mohawk.
I'm gonna get on top of a roof exactly at the point where the roof meets.
You don't have to grow it out of your back and comb it forward.
That's really probably would work. Red beard too, maybe. I'll stand up on the turnstile. I'm gonna stand on the post and I'll just be cropped down. I'll go I'll do a big crow.
You don't even,
dude. Then you're gonna see me do some fucking acrobatic shit. You gotta do off that. You have to do some acrobatic shit, and then I land and I start flapping around the
room. John is a luchador.
I just start flashing around. I don't wear a mask, dude. I'm not. You can't hide. Look at these eyes, dude. You can't hide this. Look at this smile. The smile of the eyes. Oh, dude.
That's his finisher.
Just poke him in the eye.
Oh, and then the closer, the main move is the pecker.
Right. Oh, man.
And they fucking seize up. I'm getting hit in the pecker.
The pecker decker?
The pecker.
Oh, interesting.
The pecker. Maybe I have to do it with my mouth.
By popular demand.
I have to do it with my beak. You know what I'm saying?
So something bird involved. It amazes me how fast you can respond to certain questions. Like, I could just ask John questions all day, you know?
Yeah. It's fun.
Well, because he's a salesman.
Yeah.
You got to be on your toes when you're
What would it take for you to kill somebody? Honest to God.
What would it take?
Yeah.
Something with my kids, probably.
Yeah. Something with your kids. Yeah. Something with the kids.
What's
the line?
Like,
if they touched one of their wieners.
So, like, if I bought your kids ice cream.
You're wind column, brother.
But brush their wieners a few times. didn't even touch them.
I wouldn't kill those people. I wouldn't kill if you, like, did. If I caught you doing that.
What's the line?
I don't know.
What do they have to do?
God, I don't want to think about it.
I don't want you to.
So let's say
your kid puts an arrow through Nick's shoulder, mm-hmm. and I come out of the side.
You wouldn't even touch that kid. There's no doubt in my mind. I have my eye on you. Whoever's closest to my kid is getting fucking smoked. If my kid fucking shot that, I'm the closest guy to my kid. He's fucking smoke next. You know for a fact, too. It would just be like, as soon as I saw my... I'd be circling around. I'd be like, whoever's close to my kid, I'm... What a night. And I'm going to catch a couple on the way down. And then I'm going to look who's closest to my kid.
I don't think... But even in that scenario, if somebody... Your kid shot me with an arrow. Okay? Alex comes and just fucking haymakers him down to the floor. Like, your kid is asleep the instant his knuckles touch his cheek.
And if he's just bones are broken.
Yeah.
And all, yeah.
Everything's fucked.
Yeah. Honestly, I probably drop down to my side.
Thinking of Alex running from around the corner. Like, why was he saving me?
If my baseball career was any indication, I'd probably miss.
Yeah.
But honestly, if it's
my daughter, I might take my daughter against Alex, honestly, because that motherfucker, she can throw.
Very interesting.
No, she can throw, dude. She's got hands. Oh. Yeah. And I was like,
you would beat his ass. You wouldn't kill him, is my point. I know.
I don't know if
what
I
would.
Would
it take
I don't know
for
if
you
I would
to
stop.
Actually purposely.
I don't know if I would
go
stop.
And kill somebody. That's
oh,
the
to
question.
Go and kill somebody.
To go, you got to put clothes on.
Oh, if they're gonna testify.
You got to like make sure you shit before you leave.
You got to travel.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
You got to travel to do this.
If they're gonna testify.
If they're going to, doesn't matter what, on a traffic ticket.
What'd you see? Yeah. Nah, I knew what I saw.
Moving violation, yeah. My fucking ass. Dude.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, obstructing traffic, is that a fact? Is that a fact?
Dude, this is a joke I've been saying, but it's also not a joke, so I can say it and honestly mean it. I think because I've had dreams where I've accidentally killed somebody. I think I would kill somebody if I got caught trying to hide the first person I killed. That's the answer. Like,
yeah,
like just already being in trouble. The panic of that, right. I would kill that person. Like if I accidentally killed somebody and I was trying to hide it, and then somebody found me, I'd kill that person.
It's funny. It's funny because this is what the whole new season of Curb is about.
Is that right?
Yeah. Larry David accidentally kills somebody, and then somebody sees him burying that, and he's like, "Oh!" and he freaks out, and he has to kill that person. Yeah.
He tells Jeff, and he's just, like, "You killed somebody, so what? So what?"
And it's just, it's the whole season.
Larry, like, you gotta stop fucking killing people, Larry. You gotta get in that ass, Larry.
I think the line would be like, if you like cut me off in traffic, I'd probably open fire.
No.
Like immediately. I do like that Cain Velasquez, Van Velasquez. You know, he like chased after the dude that had raped his kid and shit. Yeah. And he shot the guy from in traffic, and I'm hitting the guy's stepdad, and he's locked up for like vigilante justice shit. But I'm like, I don't know if I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I wouldn't call the cops right away. Maybe I'll call the cops right away.
Let's find out.
No way, Jose. No way, Jose.
No, I guess we don't know.
No,
you know?
We really don't. I do have.
What's interesting about that too is we don't know. And if say you would do that. I can't say that you're a bad person, because if I was you, I would choose that same thing. I'm getting into free will. My bad.
Yeah. No, I think that
you're getting into thought experiments, yes, which are always will is total bullshit.
Right. Yeah. This back in the day, that podcast was good. That's bullshit, right? That was a good podcast.
That was a fun podcast.
Remember that? Yeah, those three guys.
Those guys were talented.
One of them. Man.
Yeah. Probably.
One of them.
Yeah. I just had something. I can't remember. What were we talking about? Murder?
Yes. You were talking about...
it's scary when you find
what
out.
What would drive you to kill someone?
Right.
Because it happens, man. People kill...
I don't know. I think my whole... My fear thing is that I wouldn't stop. You know
just,
what I mean?
Just pound until your fist broke into the cement. Kick like, guy through
a couple,
their
like,
brain
you don't know. You kick a guy a couple times. You know what I mean?
In the face.
In the face or something.
It's like
you,
itching. It's
Or you
it's
kick addictive. A guy in the chest and he breaks his chest, or you do something fucking ridiculous if you're wearing steel toes.
Stomach,
or
you rupture his fucking rupture stomach.
Rupture his spleen.
You start to like it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you get a taste for it. You know what I mean? All of a sudden the whole fucking room gets cleared out. A
squirt of blood comes right out of your tongue just nice.
Yeah. He's on the ground. You kick him. The blood just squirts all the way up.
Dude, that's not a joke. That's not a joke. I'm tasting fucking. It's gross. You're like.
The iron fuels it.
Oh, you can just take. It's so fucking gross.
Yeah, I don't know, man. When people say like the taste of murder, like they're talking about blood, like that would turn me off for murder. I'd be I don't want to do this ever again. Gross. Not because like I feel bad for the person I killed, just because like I don't want to taste that blood again.
People
That's
smell
disgusting.
They,
people
but imagine say, having
so,
that.
Yeah, they say that people say they smell metal. People have said they smell metal.
Yeah.
No way.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Until it starts coagulating and like. The bacteria starts hitting it and shit.
Yeah,
like
that's disgusting.
We're iron rich, dude. It's fucking...
Yeah, it's gross.
It's demonic. Yeah,
dude. No, it's not.
Certain
it's,
things...
It's a human process, dude.
Somebody could tell me a story about like... Somebody told me the story the other night about how they had a dream. They used to have dreams as a kid about this lady walking. And I don't believe in none of this shit. The ghost or nothing. Just lady walking in a room. And she was so convincing the way she was saying it. And she was talking about... And then it stopped happening after one night when... she wasn't there, and I turned to my side, and there was like this witch, like right in my face. You ever have a story? Somebody tell you a story. I obviously didn't do it now, but somebody tells you a story where it can literally gives you the little willies just from the thought of it.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like you just fell asleep watching the Babadook,
dude. The Babadook. That shit gave me the willies.
I don't know what that is.
It's a
horror movie.
Oh,
doesn't sound scary, right? Sounds like a child.
I was like, I think my kids watched that. Babadook. Yeah, they watched
it. It's right after The Wiggles.
It was on, it was on Nick Jr. Yeah.
No, that one.
I think my other kid still watches it.
It's rare that a horror movie can creep you out because there's so much to laugh at in horror movies.
Yeah.
You know?
What did we just watch the other day that we were fucking. Alice, like, was losing
Child's
her shit.
Play.
No. Alice was like, there's some jump scare shit. Either way, jump scare shit. And I was just like.
That's how this fucking. Damn. That's how this fucking game is.
Yeah.
Like, they have these zombies that kind of just, like, get encrusted onto the wall. Like, they've been dead for so long that, like, because it's, it's like a fungal infection. It's like spores and shit. Mm-hmm. So they just start having these growths coming out of their body eventually. And a lot of them, one type, like, they.
Like a coral reef. Just.
Basically, pretty much. Mm-hmm. And so, like, they kind of. Progress into different types of zombies, and one of the types is it's called a creeper. It like kind of hides around corners and kind of
that would
like,
be me in the war.
Yeah.
Post up guys.
And so like
call it, but yeah.
So like some of them they've been like hidden for so long that they just like crust up against the wall.
And they can't move no more?
No, they're just crusted up against the wall. And when you're walking by them, you think that they're just dead and it's just like whatever. And then all of a sudden they just fucking like jump out at you. And it's
that's
like,
what I was gonna ask, can they decrust themselves?
Yeah, yeah. They can jump out at you and fucking grab you.
It's called uncrusting.
And every time it happens, even when I know it's gonna happen, like even when I see one and I'm like, oh, clearly that's gonna be that.
Yeah.
It still fucking gets me. Yeah.
That's why I like haunted houses and shit like that.
I hate haunted houses. Fuck haunted houses.
They don't touch you if you don't touch them. That's the thing. But you gotta stop touching them. That's the thing, Alex.
That's what I don't like.
See, I never got that. I just
can't. Yeah, that's not. I haven't been to one in a long time.
It's fun, dude.
Yeah. I haven't been to one in a long time. And there's a
I only went to one, honestly. And it was in high school. And it was like 12 of us. We all went together.
Yeah.
And at the end of the run. Like at the end of the fucking path or whatever.
Everybody else walked.
Everybody. No. At the end of the path, like everybody just started booking it. Like somebody came out with a chainsaw and like everybody just fucking started running. And so like, because everybody started running, I'm like, all right, I'm not going to just like fucking chill back here with chainsaw guy by myself. So I just like, I started running and like these two girls are freaking out so bad in front of us. They trip over each other and like, they like fall right in front of me. Yeah. I tried to jump over them and I ended up like kicking them and falling over on top of that. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, I take back that athletic part. You should have been able to hurdle them hoes, dude.
My mom tells a nice little endearing story about when I went there as a little kid. Like I was like on somebody's shoulders or whatever, they let me off, and the chainsaw people come after you when you get in the parking lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And they don't have a fuck. There's no chain. But I didn't know that shit. Whatever. And they came up right behind me, and I fell to my knees. And she says it like sad to this day. She's like, "You just fell to your knees."
Sacrifice myself.
Always loved those fucking places. I've gone with a friend and been like, "Steven's coming," and they're like, "Steven." He's like, "Fuck, stop it!" And I was a little snot too when I was a little kid. I'd be like, "Nice mask," you know.
My cousin would be like that.
Yeah.
I remember we went. I went twice because there was once in Myrtle Beach that we did a fucking haunted house in Myrtle Beach, and like. He wasn't jumping at anything. Like people would just jump out of a corner. He'd be like, "Hey," and like be like a dickhead. And then
it's like somebody who ruins a horror movie.
Yeah, I mean he would do that. And then there was one though that got him. There was a corner that we were turning, and I think he couldn't tell that it was like open. I think he thought it was just like a.
Thought closed. He knew the layout.
Mm-hmm. I think he thought it was just like a closed door.
No.
And somebody jumped out and he was like, oh, you got me. You got me.
Dude, how satisfying is it? The same thing happened. I took my nieces and nephews there and one of them, you know, they're all kind of brats right now. They're all at that age, dude. And especially the girls. Oh, my God. And they're just like snarling. Just like, they were scared, but when they finally got like... jump out of their fucking shoes scared. I was so happy. I was like, you little shits.
Yeah. Kind of sounds like you need to straighten them little bitches out.
Oh, dude, if I could hit him. I called my nephew not that long ago and he answered the phone. He said, "What?"
I would lose my fucking mind, dude.
We joke like that, like, but because he's the oldest one. I'm closer in age to him than I am my sister, but.
Are you serious?
Yeah, for real.
How old is he?
He's 18.
Oh, yeah, he can totally talk to you like that then. I thought you were talking about, I hear nephew, but I don't think of somebody that's like your age.
Yeah.
My sister and my uncle are 6 months apart. So.
Interesting.
Yeah, they're like graduated 1 year apart. They've pretty wild.
Well, we're at an hour and 5. Oh, great.
Now everyone thinks my mom's a whore.
Let's leave it right at
that. Yeah, I'm just going to stop it right now.
Yeah. Don't. Let's play some music or something.